Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar. With a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry, IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix Hydration Mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
All right, so today we're going deep on this listener-submitted story. It's honestly like something out of a psychological thriller. You guys sent in this email detailing your experience with some seriously difficult neighbors, and wow, this is a wild ride.
Yeah, you know, it is amazing how, like, seemingly normal neighborly interactions can take such a dark turn. What starts as just like a simple annoyance can quickly escalate into something so much more sinister.
Exactly. And that's precisely what seems to have happened in this case. So you move into this new development, you know, hoping for peace and quiet. But then Gary and Darlene move in next door. Hmm. Almost immediately, you start picking up on these unsettling vibes. What were some of those early red flags that tipped you off?
It's fascinating how we often have these gut feelings about people, right? These subtle cues that tell us something's not quite right. It's like our subconscious is picking up on patterns of behavior that our conscious mind hasn't fully processed yet.
Hmm. You mentioned in your email that Gary was constantly watching you and your family. Your wife even joked about him being a secret spy. Was it that level of intense observation that initially set off alarm bells?
That kind of hypervigilance can definitely be a warning sign. It suggests a preoccupation with monitoring and controlling the surroundings, which could be rooted in a need for dominance or a lack of trust.
Okay, so there's the infamous floodlight incident. Sounds like that was one of the first major points of contention. Can you tell us a bit more about that? What was it like having this intensely bright light shining into your property all the time?
Well, you know, the use of bright lighting, especially at night, it can be a way of extending one's territory and asserting control. It's like creating a psychological barrier saying, this is my space and I'm in charge here.
So it's not just about the light itself. It's about the message it sends.
Exactly. It's a nonverbal form of communication. And in this case, it seems to have been a deliberate attempt to establish dominance and make you feel uncomfortable in your own space.
And to make matters worse, when you politely asked Darlene about the floodlight, her response was, nobody's watching you. That seems incredibly dismissive, almost like she was trying to gaslight you into thinking you were overreacting.
That's a great point. Gaslighting is a form of manipulation where someone tries to make you doubt your own sanity or perceptions.
Yeah.
By denying the obvious and making you question your reality, they gain a sense of control and power over you.
So right from the start, you're dealing with this unsettling combination of intrusive behavior and manipulative communication. And it only seems to escalate from there. You mentioned trying to block the floodlight with bamboo, which seems like a pretty reasonable solution. But Gary's reaction was to blast country music, the same song on repeat all day long. Mm. What was going through your mind at that point?
Well, the choice of weapon here is interesting. Noise can be an incredibly effective form of psychological warfare. It's intrusive, it disrupts your peace, and the repetition of the same song creates this inescapable sense of being tormented.
It almost sounds like he was intentionally trying to drive you crazy, and you even tried to reason with him, asking him to at least pick a second song, but he just turned up the volume. Did you feel like any attempt at communication was just futile at that point?
It sounds like Gary was completely unwilling to engage in any kind of compromise or dialogue. That kind of rigidity and refusal to even acknowledge your perspective is a classic sign of a personality that thrives on conflict and control.
And then things take a truly bizarre turn with the chicken wing incident. You started finding bags of half-eaten chicken wings tossed over the fence into your yard. It's almost comical, but also incredibly creepy. What was your reaction when you first discovered those wings?
Well, you know, it's like something out of a dark comedy. But the underlying message is anything but funny. It's a deliberate act of disrespect and invasion, a way of contaminating your space and making you feel violated.
And when you installed the camera and caught Gary in the act, he denied it. Even with the video evidence, it seems like there was absolutely no reasoning with him.
Denial is another common tactic used by people who engage in this type of harassment. It allows them to maintain a sense of moral superiority while simultaneously undermining your credibility. They're essentially saying, I didn't do it, and even if I did, you can't prove it.
It's infuriating. And I can only imagine how helpless you must have felt at that point.
Yep.
It's like every attempt to resolve the situation just backfired and made things worse.
That's the insidious nature of these kinds of conflicts. They chip away at your sense of agency and make you feel trapped in a situation where you have no control.
And then things escalate even further, reaching a boiling point when you decide to spray paint the floodlight. Can you walk us through what led to that decision? What was going through your mind at that moment?
Well, I think anyone would feel pushed to that point, you know? When someone is relentlessly violating your boundaries and ignoring your requests, it's natural to want to fight back to reclaim some sense of control.
But Darlene's reaction was immediate and aggressive. She threatened legal action.
Mm.
And then along with Gary stood there filming you laughing. That must have felt incredibly humiliating.
Public humiliation is a powerful weapon. It's designed to shame and isolate you, to make you feel small and powerless. And by filming the encounter, they're not only documenting their victory, but they're also creating a record that can be used to further manipulate and control the situation.
Yeah. The next morning, you found the bamboo ripped out and a taunting sign in its place.
Mm-hmm.
Did you feel like you were losing this battle? That no matter what you did, they would always find a way to escalate things.
It's a classic power play, you know. They're sending a clear message, we're in control and we won't back down. And that feeling of being constantly outmaneuvered, of always being one step behind, can be incredibly demoralizing.
And that's when you started what you call your petty revenge phase. You left anonymous notes, flew a drone over their property, you even paid teenagers to egg their house. Did it feel good to strike back, even in these small ways?
There's often a sense of temporary relief that comes with retaliating. Even if it's just through minor acts of defiance, it's a way of reclaiming some power, of showing them that you won't be completely dominated.
Right. But as we know, these kinds of tactics often backfire. Did you worry about the potential consequences that your actions might provoke them even further?
It's a risky gamble. While it might feel satisfying in the moment, it can easily escalate the situation and make things spiral even further out of control. And that's precisely what seems to happen next with the introduction of those infrared detectors.
This is where the story takes a truly chilling turn. They replace the floodlight with these invisible silent detectors, amplifying that feeling of being constantly watched. Did it feel like they were taking the psychological warfare to a whole new level?
Absolutely. By making the surveillance invisible, they create a heightened sense of paranoia and anxiety. You know you're being watched, but you can't see the watcher. It's like being haunted by an unseen presence.
And then there's that image captured on your security camera. Darlene standing by the fence late at night, grinning creepily. It's almost like she was reveling in your discomfort, getting off on the fact that she was making you feel so uneasy.
That's a disturbing image. It speaks to a certain sadistic pleasure in knowing they have this power over you, the power to invade your privacy and instill fear.
Like something out of a horror movie. And then just when you think it can't get any worse, it does. You found your dogs covered in fish guts. And the security footage showed Gary dumping a bucket of the stuff over the fence. That crosses a serious line, going from harassment to cruelty towards animals. What was going through your mind when you saw that footage?
I mean, that was a turning point, right? It stopped being about property lines or noise complaints, and it became something much darker. It felt like a direct attack, not just on your home, but on your family.
Absolutely. It's a clear escalation of the harassment moving from psychological torment to something that feels physically threatening and emotionally devastating. Targeting your pets is a particularly cruel tactic because it exploits your love and concern for them. It's a way of saying, we can hurt you through what you care about most. Mm-hmm. So you filed a formal complaint with the HOA and contacted a lawyer. But instead of de-escalating the situation, it seemed to just provoke them further. Why do you think that was? Did they see it as a challenge, a sign that you were finally fighting back on their terms?
Well, it's possible they saw it as a threat to their control. You know, by involving external authorities, you were essentially taking away their power to dictate the terms of the conflict. And for someone who thrives on control and dominance, that can be a major trigger.
And the harassment became even more brazen after that.
Yeah.
Slashed tires, missing mail, even hacked Wi-Fi. It sounds like they were determined to make your life as miserable as possible. Did you ever feel like your safety was truly at risk?
I think it's understandable to feel that way. You know, when someone demonstrates that level of disregard for boundaries and consequences, it's natural to worry about what they might be capable of. You know, their actions seem less like isolated incidents and more like a calculated campaign of intimidation.
Right. And in the end, you made the heartbreaking decision to sell your dream home. It must have felt like a defeat, like they had won.
It's important to remember that choosing to leave a toxic situation is not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength and self-preservation. Sometimes the best way to win is to refuse to play their game.
Did you ever find out what happened to Gary and Darlene? Are they still out there terrorizing some other unsuspecting neighbor?
Unfortunately, there's no way to know for sure. But what we do know is that toxic behavior patterns tend to repeat themselves. Without some kind of intervention or change in their mindset, it's likely they'll continue to engage in similar behaviors.
This entire story is a stark reminder that even in seemingly idyllic settings, we can encounter people who are capable of extraordinary cruelty and manipulation. And it highlights the importance of trusting our instincts, setting boundaries, and seeking help when we need it.
Yeah, and it also reminds us that we have a collective responsibility to create communities where everyone feels safe and respected, where conflict is addressed constructively, and where no one has to endure the kind of psychological torture that you experienced.
Your willingness to share your story is incredibly brave. It sheds light on a dark corner of human behavior and offers valuable insights for anyone who might be facing a similar situation. And it reminds us that even in the face of such adversity, there is always hope and there is always a path towards healing and recovery. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive on this deep dive.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar. With a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry, IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20. This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar. With a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry, IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20.